Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. This is Anal as Punishment. Note, before I begin reading this post, I actually don't think this counts as consensual non-consent. I think there's enough thirst from me as the receiver of this act to move it out of any hinted non-consent territory. However, I appreciate that the tone of how I've written this does play into a number of those tropes, so it would probably be irresponsible of me not to include some sort of CNC content note at the start. If consensual non-consent isn't your thing, or if you find it traumatic, you might not want to listen to this one. I love receiving sexy threats. We've discussed this before. If you don't hold that position and I can't come, I'm going to beat you so hard. But there's one sexy threat that I enjoy above all others. Anal as punishment. We're talking about anal, and specifically the fact that I've not done it for a while. I'm more nervous than usual about the challenge because I'm out of practice. Not to mention that the guy I'm discussing it with is quite, wipes brow, gulps feverishly. He's quite girthy. I'm definitely down to try it again, but not sure I'll manage to take what he wants to give me. But I do want him to threaten me with it. Hold me down and fuck my cunt really brutally. Then if I squeal too much or wriggle or do anything else that shows I'm refusing to shut up and take it like a good fucking girl, I want him to press the tip of his cock against the entrance to my ass and growl deeply into my ear, "Do you want me to stick it here? Do you?" A pause while I pulse with arousal and pretend the answer is no, gasping, tense, half unsure whether he'll actually do it. I pause too long and he gets impatient, asks again, "Do you want me to fuck you in the ass?" This time, his question is accompanied by a jabbing pressure, just enough to make me tense up as if he's about to shove it in, but not quite enough to actually penetrate. The physical, immediate threat of anal as punishment. Pinning me to the bed with the fat head of his cock pressed tight up against me as he orders me to answer, I lean into my role. Play-acting a reluctance that's the opposite of what I feel, I tell him, "No, please don't." He withdraws immediately, taking the edge off my obvious disappointment by slamming it straight home into my cunt, full force, full depth, like a punch in the gut. And the knowledge that he could have, he might have, is enough to tip me over the edge into coming. So we talk about this, and I tell him all these things, that anal as punishment is a deeply powerful fantasy of mine, but that I'm wary of actually doing it because he's thick and I'm out of practice and in the moment it might just really fucking hurt. But the threat of it, the threat of it does plenty of work. The threat itself is almost as good as the act. When I'm face down, ass up, knees screaming agony, right cheek crushed against the wooden floor of his living room as he works me like I'm gym equipment, urgently fucking as deep and as fast as he can so he can squeeze out a fat load of cum while I babble, "Please, please, please, please." There's a moment when he realises he's not quite going to get there. So he pulls out and smacks my ass full strength before barking, "Next time it's going in here." Oh. Or, better maybe, When he does actually come, pouring shot after shot of spunk deep into my cunt, then after he's spent and empty, he lets out a low, satisfied grunt before telling me, "Lucky girl, I was this close to just shoving it in your ass." So as I say, we're talking about this and analysing the dilemma of threatening anal as punishment. On one hand, I love it and he loves it, and we both get a lot of joy from doing it. But on the other hand, if he threatens it often enough without ever following through, then the threat itself starts to lose power. It becomes less hot because I know it won't happen. Neither of us thinks we'll manage it, and we haven't yet put the work in to really try. As we discuss this, I remind him of an earlier conversation where we're picking over a similar dilemma. I pull the memory fresh from the wank bank in my head and present it to him like a shiny treasure. "Remember when you once told me this?" In a similar situation, he was gripping the fat meat of his cock and looking down at me. I was knelt on the floor of the living room, having just choked it all the way down my throat, and he reminded me that threats can't work forever without any actual punishment transpiring. With dark eyes and feigned sadness, his face pulled into an expression that said, "I'm so very sorry to have to do this," like a strict but loving authority figure about to dispense discipline even though they'd rather not. And in a soothing, gentle tone that touched on empathetic compassion, he told me, "I'm afraid you're going to have to get ass-fucked occasionally." Beating at his dick, squeezing it tight like he wanted to milk his cum into my mouth. "Otherwise," more jerking, voice tight with pre-cum anticipation, "you'll never believe me when I threaten it." If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or get early access to new audio, pick which pieces you'd like to hear recorded, and get a ton of bonus stuff too at patreon.com/girlonthenet.